UGC. Outdated or essential? Cut through the noise and reveal the truth with our free ebook created in collaboration with VideoWise. Learn proven strategies to encourage customer reviews, leverage email marketing for sales, and boost conversion rate by 9.2%. Download the ebook for free at flowmo.com/UGC.
Welcome to Email Einstein, a podcast by Flowium. It's time to start honoring your inner marketing Einstein. Tune in for the data-driven tips that'll make you a marketing genius. Here, you'll find email marketing formulas and tips straight from the brilliant mad scientists at Flowium. It's time for your emails to start earning more money. It's time to unleash your Einstein.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Email Einstein, the podcast by Flowium. I'm your host, Vera Sadlik, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, Diljar Askar. He's a head of community and evangelism at Just Uno, and I just like love pronouncing your title. It's so fun. For those of you who don't know what Just Uno is, it's basically like a kick-ass on-site conversion platform for e-commerce businesses. We'll talk about it in depth in a minute, what you should know about Diljar. Diljar's name, meaning heart friend, in Uyghur language. And basically...
You're doing your homework?
I just went to your LinkedIn, man.
Oh,
like, seriously.
Awesome. That's the first
It's all up there. It's all like there. Yeah, I didn't go to like English to bigger language translation. No, it's just, it was like right there. And I was like training how to pronounce the name of your nation correctly. And I'm still struggling because English second language. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways. Diljar, we're super pumped to have you on this podcast. Say hi, please.
Likewise. Yeah, super stoked as well. Obviously, like everybody says, it is a huge pleasure and honor to be invited. Flowium is an amazing, amazing agency, and we're just so lucky to have befriended them and have been working with them. And like Vera said, my name is Diljar, Just Uno is a leading conversion optimization and lead capture platform. We've been around for over more than a decade, with over 2,000 Shopify reviews with 5 stars. And yeah, what we do is we supercharge Klaviyo, you know, everything that Flowium does, and really take data capture and on-site personalization and, you know, making the most out of every visitor on the website to the max. So yeah, that's a bit about me and us.
Yeah, and the numbers speaks for themselves. I mean, I went to your website and it says that you guys are on average boosting revenue by 135%, and currently you're influencing $10 billion in sales. This numbers, they sound like a made up numbers, but they are real. Yeah.
Trust me, it's as real as it gets. We're legit people. We wouldn't ever lie. We're a 4-day work week company. You know, we care about, Yeah. So hopefully that speaks to our character, but no, like seriously, like we've been, since we, you know, we've, had a lot of, amazing e-commerce and non-e-commerce brands really entrust us with this important aspect of life cycle marketing. We've been able to collect these data points and, you know, start showing off, Just Uno, it's very easy to, it's a no brainer for everybody because it is, we're very affordable and it makes no brainer for, to implement. So, we've been able to really scale and be humble to produce numbers like that.
Totally. And I can't wait to discuss all of this like exciting optimization strategies with you, Diljar. But before we go there, I have a few blitz questions for you, like this or that kind of questions, just like to get to know you better.
Right. So,
let's do this. Online shopping or offline shopping?
Oh, no. Okay. So like, I may be the anomaly, but like I'm someone, well, maybe not anomaly, just like many, let's just say people around similar persona as myself, I fall into the stereotype of, you know, the people that just hate shopping in general, you know, despite being in marketing, and just like we see it as a waste of time and so forth. So I would say majority of my purchases have been online, specifically, just brands I follow as well as, the A place, Amazon.
Cool. Yeah. Like my friend said that, like, I'm at that age where I purchase my grocery and my clothing at the same store. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
You go, girl. You go, girl.
Right? Yeah.
Cool. Okay. French fries or poutine?
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Fun fact, French fries are not from France. I don't know if anybody, everybody knew that, but yeah, I would say poutine because I'm Canadian.
Yes.
Just sweet, yes. Canadian. So I have to, you know, do my Canadians proud. And there's a lot of different ways you could customize poutine and you can never go wrong, especially with Costco poutine if you want something dirty and cheap real quick. Yeah.
So good. Yes. Yes. Americans don't have it in the US. So
no way.
Too bad.
What?
Yeah, they don't.
Oh,
yeah, they have
French fries
and yeah, you guys are missing. Okay. Sorting by price or sorting by relevance? When you're shopping online.
When I'm shopping online. I think it really depends on what I'm shopping for. But I would definitely say shopping by relevance or popularity, because I want the algorithm to do the hard work for me. I don't want to browse through a bajillion items. I want to see what's trending, what's working. And then, but at the same time, I'm not a sheep. I don't follow the crowd. You know, I like to be a little unique. So I think I need to look at, you know, relevance, popularity. And then, yeah, if it's something I really want, you know, I better should have saved up for it, you know, put some budget aside for that item.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smart. Okay. On that algorithm note, would you rather receive personalized product recommendation based on your browsing history or participate in a fun quest to discover new products?
Wait, sorry. What was the first part again? Apologize.
Would you rather receive personalized product recommendation from like the platform based on your like previous history, or would you rather participate in like a quiz to discover new products?
Yeah, you know, I know there's a big movement right now about, you know, these creepy tech companies tracking you through websites and your activity and like wanting to understand who you are, build a profile. Like, maybe I'm biased because I'm a marketer, but like, I'm like, okay, same. You know, like, you know, as long as they don't push the limit too far. And I think that's, you know, a debate in itself. The convenience does help a lot. And I'm a big supporter of, you know, these technologies and platforms understanding you, to help you make informed decisions. Cause, you know, one of my favorite quotes is, by Henry Ford. It's like, if I asked people what they wanted, they would ask for faster horses, you know, but like, it's just like that. Sometimes you don't even know what you want. So like, it's good to have that kind of AI or tracking buddy kind of helping guide you with that decision without, you know, really making you uncomfortable or violating your privacy. So, but at the same time, again, you know, being at Just Uno, we're a big advocate of our clients segmenting their lists and asking for the right questions from their clients. So, yeah. So besides that laziness, I would say like also, voluntarily telling the right information is also helpful. So maybe I'm in the middle.
Awesome.
At the end.
Yeah. I'm the same. Probably. Yeah. I love when they know all of the information about me. Just like bring me the right recommendations.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
That's a marketer in me.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And if you're not sure, just ask, you know, use Just to Know.
Totally. Totally. Okay. The last one, and it's going to be informal, but still, I'm curious to learn. If there was like one song playing every time you would enter the room, what would that be?
Definitely not All I Want for Christmas. I don't know why, but that's
so random.
It's not. I don't know why that song comes by. It's like PTSD, you know? Like, I think I'm still like hearing that even if it's not Christmas. One song that I would love, man, I would say any Queen song, but more specifically, maybe like, yeah, like We Are the Champions would be great.
That's a good one. I've heard this answer multiple times, but it's a good one. It's classic, right?
No. Wait, what? Really?
Oh, come on.
Maybe
this is
all
like
of us marketers are
there.
Just like insecure and we need a validation queen, you know?
it's just like a universally good song. So
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Dilyar. Let's dive into the art of turning website traffic into like loyal customers, because that's what you guys do. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad that we were able to bring you to podcast in July, because July is actually the time when like a lot of companies are like revising their strategies, and a lot of companies already like preparing for Q4. So before we go there and like start discussing all of this strategies, briefly again, what is Just Una and why should like people care? Like, how are you different from like other conversion optimization platforms? And like briefly, what you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. So the easiest way to think about us is, you know, Klaviyo and all these other tools, they have a pop-up solution, but we're a dedicated data collection and on-site personalization tool that allows you to collect the right information and push it out to these other tools and supercharge tools like Klaviyo by being able to collect more data, by being able to present information in unique ways. Like, really think about Just Uno as like a sales associate for your webs, like in store, but online, right? Mm-hmm. Someone that, you know, pops up and says hi at the right time. It's like, hey, what would you
at
like?
At the right
you
know? Time, though. This right? is an important
yeah. Are you
part,
looking
yes.
for pants or are you looking for shirts? Or like, what's your favorite color? What is this, you know, purchase going to be for? Is it for a wedding or is it for like a casual dinner? Like, it's really someone that's like an intelligent tool that's, you know, really trying to understand your visitor so that they can convert, whether they are a new visitor, returning visitor or not. So, yeah, in a nutshell,
I see.
Just Uno is a leading data capture and on-site conversion optimization and automation platform that supercharges Klaviyo and other tools.
Yeah. When you say like supercharges Klaviyo, that like explains a lot, because like my main question and the question that like a lot of my clients have, like, why do we need a platform like Just Uno if platforms like Klaviyo or MailChimp or other ESPs, they have this like native pop-up functionality built into them? Like, what's the point? How are you guys better than native platforms?
Yeah, absolutely. So we get this question a lot, actually. So we are a top tier partner of Klaviyo. And, you know, for a lot of their users, we really make sense when they just want to see what other information that they can garner from their visitors and what else they could do to provide a pleasant experience. Because as you may know, you know, historically, pop-ups have been a bit infamous for being annoying, you know, coming up the wrong time and like the messaging not being really relevant or, you know, really not serving the end goal of the said visitor. So we provide the right kind of solutions to help them make that experience a little bit more relevant and pleasant to them, and provide them a more of a bespoke experience throughout their journey, not just on the website, but through their email campaigns that they're receiving. So for example, if I give you, let's say I am coming on a, let's say I'm trying to purchase a shoe, right? When I receive an email campaign from them, like, I really want them to understand my shoe size, speak to that. My location, speak to that. I want them to, you know, for example, if I'm on the website and I'm about to leave the website, they say, wait, hold on a second. We have free shipping to Canada if you add one more item to your cart. You know, be able to really speak to things like that, I think, has time after time have shown to really boost the metrics that, you know, us marketers really care about. So yeah, there's a lot of things that, you know, that is part of this, but, in terms of the metrics that we really help, leveraging tools like Klaviyo, we help with average order value. You know, we help with lifetime client value, lowering cost per acquisition, as well aligning your data with, you know, your advertising platforms and your email SMS platforms, as well as, you know, reducing cart browse abandonment and so much more. So, yeah, there's a lot to that, but
a lot to unpack, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But let's first start from that, like, very first stage, basically. Let's talk about email capturing, because that's definitely like a big portion of what you guys do. That's a big thing for us marketers. Capturing emails is probably like one of the most critical parts of that email lifestyle journey, because without emails to send to, your other marketing efforts, they are worthless. Yeah. From your experience, how can businesses like optimize that process of lead capture? Like from your experience, what have you seen that worked? What have you seen that not worked? I know it's a big topic, but let's start unpacking it, because yeah, that's why we're
absolutely.
Here for.
So first and foremost, well, at least at on Just to Know, we make it easy through what we call experiences. They're basically like the A to Z experience of your audience, right? And there are different mm-hmm. types of strategies, which is very similar to like your workflows in Klaviyo, right? You have your different type of flows. So Just to Know really mirrors that. You know, with that, we can... they're organized in different type of goals. And we, for example, one way to get visitors to convert on a website would be understanding where they came from to your website, right? Before they enter your email list or SMS list. So, like for example, if, kind of you know, Kim Kardashian showed off your product, when they come to the website, it should be like, hey, Kim fam or Kim sisterhood or whatever they're called, you know, because of this, you get a free foundation included in your makeup set or whatever. Like, hey, sign up for this exclusive drop that's coming in a month. Enter your that's zip cool. code and your email and your phone number, and we'll let you know before it sells out. Or hey, like being able to really speak to that, like, hey, TikTok fans mm-hmm. or whatever. So you can really divide the traffic. Speak to where the traffic came from, whether it's organic traffic or through social media channels, paid channels, and really ensure that the messaging is unified throughout their entire experience. So let's say mm-hmm. going back to that Kim Kardashian example, for example. Once they enter their email address, SMS, and zip code because they want to be ready for this launch, then you can speak to them in your Klaviyo campaign. Be like, hey, TikTokers mm-hmm. of the Kim K fan, submit your own TikTok video for Kim Kardashian and she will pick one winner. Like, you'll be able to create that messaging that specifically mm-hmm. speaks to that, you know, TikTok audience or Instagram audience or Facebook, wherever it may be, for that, right? So, those tailored That's experiences powerful. Help a lot. Now, in addition to that, I mean, you know, we provide a lot of different type of formats, and we can dig into this further. For example, we have things like spin to win, you know, where they can spin a wheel and it lands on a random incentive, whatever it may be, to get them to, you know, share information about their interests or their, you know, location, whatever it may be. We mm-hmm. have a mystery reveal. So, you know, for example, if you have going back to the makeup foundation idea, let's just say when mm-hmm. you rub a foundation at the bottom of the foundation, it shows you a discount code, for example, you know, oh, you can cool. do some cool stuff like that, like animations. And, we have, choose your own promotion where they can select their own random mystery gift. And there's so many different ways to, again, be unique and stand out. And I think that's mm-hmm. where Just Know has really prevailed over the course of years, because we provide the right tools to help you stand out and be memorable, which is becoming absolutely critical in this day and age to entice these visitors to, you know, take that leap of faith with you. I hope that answered your question.
Yeah,
with some
ways
of marketing.
About that, like, pop-up that targets like different people based on where they're coming from. So how does it work? I'm just like curious. So say I have like a homepage and I want to target and I want to create like different welcome series for people who are coming from like different influencers. So basically I will create like 5 different pop-ups that will be targeting people based on where they're coming from. And all of these pop-ups, they will be like on the same page, but they will not be conflicting with each other. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. So each of these experiences that you create that I mentioned earlier, you can ensure that they do not conflict with each other or have conflicting messaging. And it really just speaks to that specific audience in that session as well. However, sometimes you may want a couple of different strategies into, you know, one session or like one experience. For example, mm-hmm. you have that, hey, you know, here's a countdown timer, enter your information, blah, 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 right? but then they end up going and shopping or like looking around your website. But you want to entice them just one more time before they leave. So as they're about to leave the website, you can say, whoa, 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 hold on a second. And maybe you That's cool. Embed a cool video in a pop-up form. It says, well, hey there, how's it going? Wait a second. Did you know? Blah, blah, blah. And like really engage them again and get them to stay on your website. Because as you know, also in SEO, the longer someone stays on your website, the higher, you know, the more SEO cookie points you'll get. One of actually an example I could give that we actually have this case study on our website. It's of a company. It's a CBD brand called Cornbread Hemp. And so they actually had one of the most successful, one of the highest success rates, I would say, in the space when it comes to SMS and email databases, while rescuing sales from, you know, the triad of foundational promotions that they've already had. Like, for example, a new visitor lead capture, an exit offer, cart abandonment, all these things that I already talked about. But what they did was they then paired these specific automation flows within their ESP to dial in the messaging based on a shopper's behavior throughout the entire journey. Like since coming to Just Know, they've been able to increase their email database and have increased it by like 200%. And they've increased like their SMS by like 50%. And they've been able to just unify that whole experience and really, you know, really dial into, you know, from A to Z, what kind of reception that they're getting when discovering about your product or service.
So basically, based on where they are coming from, what's their search history, what's their like behavior on your website, you can target them with different like offers even?
Yeah, is that different type saying? Of coupons.
That's so cool.
Type of incentives, yeah. So like whatever kind of experience, again, going back to the example of like a in-person, like, you know, sales rep or an associate, like really getting to know them and tailoring their in-store experience to in-store experience it's just like that. You know, you'll be able to replicate most of that experience via a solution like this too. Even the friendly face, right, coming up, right? We have what's called so with Just You Know, I know a lot of pop-up solutions, they kind of, or yeah, a lot of data capture or pop-up solutions, they just limit it to certain screens. But with us, it's unlimited. What that means is you could also implement a fun strategy like a choose your own journey type of adventure, right? So when they come to the website, you could be like, hey, how's it going? You know, welcome to our website. We're really excited for you to get this, you know, product during launch. What's your name? And they can like enter their name and then it says, oh, nice to meet you. Cool. Like, are you here for, you know, are you here for our exclusive collection or are you looking for our most popular items or whatever it may be? And then whenever they click, they see a new video of you. So it really gives them that personalized, yeah, like warm feeling, as, and like a human touch, to your website. So there's some really cool ways to explore and hack around.
That. Is that information like recorded somewhere? Because that's pretty much like a zero party data that is like invaluable in the industry. Like, can you say store that info somewhere in Klaviyo as a property or like how does it work?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm glad you asked. So, yes, I should have also said when we're introducing Just You Know, we are a zero party and first party data capture platform. So what that means is, you know, when you're leveraging Just You Know, you're billed off of monthly unique visitors because we create a profile for each visitor that's on your website, right? We then take this profile, this database, and allow you to collect the right information that you want to learn about them. So then you can push this data into your other marketing technology stack, like, you know, your reviews platforms, your loyalty platforms, and the other top solutions that, you know, Klaviyo also integrates with so that, you know, yeah, you can make the most out of this, you know, coveted data that you're working with.
Totally.
Yeah, hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, definitely. It can be used for like different like series of emails, different campaigns. You can use it for segmentation purposes as well.
Yeah.
But basically, yeah, the big goal here is to deliver the right message to the right person at the right moment. That's what all email marketing is about. And I'm glad that there is this possibility of collecting that zero party data.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we kind of covered that initial stage of email capture, but I know that platforms like yours, you guys also help brands to increase customers' average order value and their historical order value. What are some tried and true strategies that you can recommend for increasing AOV?
Just in 2022, we help our e-commerce client generate over $250 million in revenue through effective email marketing strategy. And now we can help you too. Stop missing out on the potential revenue your email could be generating for your business right now. Take advantage of our free email marketing audit today and let our team help you optimize your email for maximum conversion. Go to flowium.com/audit and book your audit today. It's flowium.com/audit, flowium.com/audit.
So AOVs, at least with us, it's really about being able to effectively upsell and cross-sell. In the most important stage of when they're on purchasing a product, right? The most common way that's leveraged, let's start with the basics, right? As they're about to check out on your checkout page, like say, hey, wait a second. Did you know if you just add $20 more in items, or if you add just this product, we will provide free shipping, or we will enter you into a contest, right? That allows them to add maybe just one more item that they may have been kind of on the fence about, that they've been kind of, you know, considering, and potentially even, you know, an item that they may take off from their cart, right? So so you can display that intelligent banner or message on the right before they're checking out, or they're about to leave your website altogether. Another type of messaging is, hey, X pairs really well with X, could be another example, right? You could also leverage their previous order history, like, hey, we noticed that you bought a lot of, I don't know, floral shirts. We think you'll really love this floral pant that will look really nice with, the shirt that you bought last time. Like, what do you think about that? Right. Again, going back to that in-person experience, that sales associate, same thing as that. So as we already know, the ratio between AOV and ad spend is a percentage gauge of the profitability of your acquisition and your retention program. So with every opportunity you have to, encourage them to not only add items to the cart, but also maintain them to check out, really does improve and boost your average order value. And again, we have to be really generic here because it really depends on, you know, what your brand sells or what your brand offers. So it's tough for me to give you, you know, even more examples than some of these, but that's why you should, you know, connect with Flowium and tell them, hey, I want an audit from you guys and Justino, and like create a bespoke strategy for me, you know, where we'll be able to do things like that that would make sense.
And I'm glad that you mentioned it, Diliar, because we actually have this special link that we guys will talk about it later as well. But since we're talking about it now, we have a special link, justuno.com/flowium. That's basically a link that you can follow, and Justuno with Flowium will do like a free audit of your list growth for you. Diliar, you can probably say more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be collaborating with Flowium to really take a look at your entire visitor journey of your clients and your visitors, and really touch on the metrics I mentioned earlier and create this bespoke strategy action items for you to then you can go and execute yourself or leverage Flowium's team to execute for you to see what you could be missing out. Because again, in a conversation like this, since there's just so much that we do, it's tough to just cater it to just one, you know, vertical, because it really does look different depending on industry to industry. Now, one thing that's universal that, for us, typically that, you know, yields about 30% percent plus conversion rate, engaged conversion rate, is our product recommendation engine. That's, you know, different from what you may get from your e-commerce, platform by default. So our intelligent product recommendation engine really tracks their visitor, this visitor's historic data and their current experience that they've, opted in on your website, and shows them these recommendations live on the website through like a carousel or through like a slide out. So there's some different ways to, you know, recommend the product that we are pretty confident that they will like. And that's why we're able to, you know, get conversion rates like 30% when the usual conversion rates are around like 5-10% at the max. Another really cool thing that we offer is for those that are on like Shopify and BigCommerce, we're also able to show a message that allows them to do like a one-click cart checkout. So we love that because, you know, we could say, hey, you purchased this before, you're a VIP guest, add this to your cart instantly with just one button, and we'll send it to you for free, just pay for shipping or whatever. And now you have their, you know, address, and you have all this other data you could work with. So there's a lot of ways to kind of play with that as well.
Yeah. And I think on your website, correct me if I'm wrong, I think on your website, it says that you basically have like two different types of like upselling, cross-selling, sort of like promotions. One is like based on targeting rules that you can set yourself, and another one is based on AI powered features, right?
Yes.
So like that's what you mentioned. This like AI powered feature is basically based on like previous history, based on like popularity of the product and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. And like how they've been segmented, like which what type of audience they are. We're really taking a look at the data that we've collected, and that also what we know about them through Klaviyo's side of things as well. And you could also, understand what, on average, like how much this visitor purchases from your website. You know, are they buying a lot? Like, are they frequently buying things under $50? You know, they bought it from you 3-4 times. Like, maybe offer them something more expensive as a gift, and like say, hey, treat yourself or whatever. Or like maybe you have their birthday collected through Just Know. It's like, hey, your birthday is like 2 months away. So it's actually a really cool campaign too. Like, for example, in Klaviyo, you can run a campaign, say, hey, your birthday is a month away. Come to our website and, treat yourself, right? And when they click the link and they come to your website, be like, hooray, you're here. Yes, we can't wait to celebrate your birthday with you. Come get this expensive item and we'll give you, this bundled into it, or we'll give you 10% off, or we'll give you free shipping, or like whatever it may be, the incentive, like you'll be able to have that consistent messaging throughout their experience as well.
That's nice.
And experiment with pricing too, to see if they will finally buy something more costly.
No, I love that idea of like cross-selling and upselling different products to different people. In fact, there is like one case study that I really liked on your website. It's from the company called Natural Solutions. I think they are like a CBD shop or something. They basically wanted to increase their average order value and optimize their conversion rate. And for CBD retailers, it's like pretty hard to get that traffic to the website because they are very limited with like advertisement options. And I really love what they've done with like upsell, cross-sell. Do you remember that case study, or do you want me to sort of like go over it?
Oh, yeah. If you could go over it, that'd be awesome hearing coming from you.
Yeah, no, I just like really loved that basically, as I already said, for them, their existing traffic was very valuable. Yeah. I mean, it's always valuable, but for people like brands who are like CBD retailers, this are like extra special. So cross-selling was like literally the best fit for their brand, since their products are like relatively equal in price and point, and using them in like combination with like other with other products from the website, they were able to boost customers' sale. What they also did, they basically at the checkout, they started promoting like CBD product for pets, for people who specifically visited like the pet collection, but haven't purchased anything from that collection. And for other group of people who didn't express any interest in that pet product, they promoted, I think, something like on the go CBD gummies or something like that. So they had like different offers for different groups of people at the checkout based on like what the system basically knows about about the customer. So I think it was pretty cool. Yeah.
And stuff like these, y'all, like, you know, you can't expect yourself to like magically come up with inspiration, right? And like at the same time, I think more so than ever in this economy, like you cannot take a passive seat. You really have to be proactive and try and test these different type of strategies to see what works. And like, if you don't know, like we said, you know, there are people there that can help you like through our audit. But, you know, in terms of experimenting as well, like Justin believes in this so much so that with us, you can not only do an A-B test, which is, you know, a typical term, but you can do A, B, C, D, E, F test. So you can do these different variants like and test different strategies to see, you know, what sticks with your audience as well. And, you know, like any other marketers, you know, can agree with, you know, you won't know what you don't know unless you just experiment with it. One other cool idea with this also that helped increase average order value is one of our other clients called Jackpot Candles. They had in about eight weeks, they had like 2,000 bidders uptick. They're like a growing smaller brand. And all they wanted was they wanted people's Instagram handles. And and so they, using Justin O, they asked for their Instagram handles. And, you know, 30% of them were like qualified buyers that entered their full information. And, you know, they selected these visitors as like winners. And when they came back to the website in their future visits, they were able to speak to that contest as well and really offer that bespoke offer for them.
That's cool. How do you normally, like, where do you store that data? Say customers coming to your website, they're giving you through some sort of like an email or like an opt-in form, they're giving you their Instagram handle. What happens next?
Yeah, so all that data gets captured within our own database. And then from there, you can export it to other platforms. You can import any data that might be missing through your other technology tools. Within Justino.
Yeah. I think you guys, I just like read it on your case studies as well, that one of your clients actually integrated Gatsby, Klaviyo, Shopify, and Just Uno. And I think this is like a very powerful combo. And by the way, guys, if you want to listen to the episode we recorded with Gatsby, it's episode number 121. We will link it in the description box as well. There are like some powerful stuff that you can do with those like Instagram handles.
And awesome. They're awesome.
Yeah. Totally. Okay, cool. So we kind of covered email. We covered like Instagram. We covered like average order value. What about SMS? SMS is such a hot topic right now in terms of like growing SMS lists. How does Just Uno help businesses achieve this goal? And like how can you like help businesses grow their SMS list faster?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, Just Uno, you know, obviously works with Klaviyo, SMS as well, which is a huge push for them. And they've been doing a really good job at, but we also natively integrate with, you know, other top SMS providers as well. So, that allows us to really have this thought leadership on exactly, you know, how we can, really entice visitors to give their coveted phone number, you know, the form that they don't want to, you know, get spammed by in the form of communication. So first and foremost, you have your foundational, you have your two-step form. So funny enough, we realized that it seems logical for, you know, to know, but a lot of brands, actually what they do is they ask for their email and their phone number within the same screen. And that's a huge no-no because people are just so turned off. Yeah. They get so unmotivated by the amount of information they have to collect.
But that's what I thought at the beginning. You know what? Like first when they introduced this function, I was like, why would you add like an additional step? It's better to get it done all in like one step. They tell you like in marketing world, like make it as simple, like as little steps as possible. But we tested it gazillion times from like different platforms, Attentive, Klaviyo, all that tests we've done, two times or like two step forms always win. It's just it's so interesting, right?
Yeah, that two step. It's becoming more of like its own buzz term now. But yeah, for those that don't know, okay, we're not making fun of you. Don't worry about it. Everybody's
I've been
learning.
There, done that.
Sure, right? Yeah. But like how it would look is like, say, hey, welcome. We would love to offer you some really cool stuff. Just enter your email. And they enter it. The next screen be like, oh, perfect. Did you know, even better than that, we will give you 50% off your next order. Or again, we will add you to this contest, this weekly contest that we have, or we'll give you free shipping on your first order. Just send us text. We won't spam you. We promise. That in itself will allow you to capture both of that information. And even if they don't give you their SMS, you at least have their email now, right?
You still have their email.
They already went to the next step.
Totally, totally. We were even like comparing the conversion of like email plus SMS one-step form versus email form. When you don't have that second part of the form, it converts so much better. You don't want to discourage your customers with this like long forms, right? You want to make it easy for them. And I like your idea of like giving them like different offer for like specifically for SMS subscribers, because SMS
higher.
Subscribers is pretty much like your VIP people, right?
Yeah.
It's like, so it's so much easier to get an email from a person compared to like a phone number. So that's huge.
Speaking of VIP, I want to touch on that real quick as well. Actually before I do, so like more important, like, you know, you want to count your blessings and collect whatever information they're, you know, excited to collect and just separate it a little bit and they will, you know, follow the bait per se, you know?
Yeah.
But yes, SMS. So another cool way actually our clients leverage us is through what we call a tap to text. So on mobile devices, and I believe on desktop as well, whenever they click on, hey, text me, the messaging app will pop up. I believe on computer, iMessage comes up for Apple computers and like WhatsApp or something else comes up for desktop. Mm-hmm. I forgot, but at least on a mobile, when you have, a pop-up for mobile only, you know, again, you don't want it to be a full screen pop-up because then you get dinged on SEO and it gets annoying and blah, blah, blah. But like just a small slide out that says, hey, join our VIP list ahead of this Black Friday, Cyber Monday ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Send us your phone number and we will send you exclusive items that we're not selling anywhere else. You know, it's like stuff like that, or like we'll give you priority over our limited item is something that I think would be very enticing as well. But yeah, you want to make it as frictionless as possible for them.
Totally, totally. Yeah, you want them almost like feel like they are getting that white glove service from you because they volunteered their phone number to you.
Exactly.
That's what we try to do with all of our clients.
Trust you with it so that you don't let them
right?
down.
Right? That's a big one. That's a big one. It's like an email in the 90s.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going to be the next big thing. But yeah, we normally do give like the... Who knows?
You want access to my brain, direct communication with me? Okay.
Oh, they're gonna have to give me like a really good offer for that. Really good offer. Yeah that's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dilyar. Before we like wrap up this episode really quickly, if you could summarize the actionable like recommendations for people to like improve their conversion, for brands to improve their conversion, what's your actionable advice here?
Yeah, like super rapid fire, very quickly.
Totally. All right, let's do this.
So, get your list and notepad ready, y'all, if you haven't already. Because if you weren't paying attention, this is the part that you want to pay attention, all right? Number one, always get a third party or someone else to take a look at your work and review it, right? Doesn't matter if you're a veteran marketer or a CEO that's been doing millions of dollars in revenue from nothing. Doesn't matter, right? It's always helpful to get someone like Flowium or Justino to give you that second opinion and take a look at that visitor experience to see what kind of, you know, actionable insight they can provide from working with brands just like yourself day in and out. Right. So number one, don't be afraid to get second opinion, more so than ever, especially in this economy. Second, do not spam and show messaging at the right time. Imagine you walk into a store and they're like, you know that those seagulls from Finding Nemo? It's like, mine. And they're just like coming up. Yes. Like, hi, discount, discount. It's like, you're really going to get so some, annoying. You know, you're going to desensitize them from that experience. And they're just, you know, they're just not going to listen. They're just going to close off everything and like never visit you again, right? Three, be unique and memorable, y'all. Like, we cannot express this enough. Don't be afraid to try something new. Go back to that human element and really, you know, look at your campaigns from their lens to see if it is something that's exciting and memorable, right? Like that spin to win, that gamification that we talked about, or, you know, click to reveal, or, you know, a small slide out or a banner instead of like a one full screen banner. Speaking of which, you know, we typically actually recommend not using, not interrupting their entire experience by having a full screen message come up. But there are specific scenarios where these can be very effective, right? If you're using a video and it's just like saying, hey, sorry to interrupt your, you know, your experience, but, we actually, will be coming to Canada soon, or UK or Australia, whatever it is. Enter your zip code. And when we arrive, we're going to make sure that you get this, you know, again, incentive, right? Collect the information like zip codes, you know, product preferences, whatever it is ahead of time. But when you interrupt them, make sure it's worth it. Another really cool thing is dynamic content. We love this at Justino. So within the pop-up itself, you're able to customize their messaging. For example, if you imported data from Klaviyo into Justino, you could say, hey, Rebecca, or hey, Bob, welcome back to our website. We noticed that you are a VIP client from us, and you could like really speak to them. And so try dynamic content if your solution supports that or not. So that's a really cool thing that Justino does as well. Experiment with different devices, have different messaging for iPads, desktops, and mobile screens as well. Again,
super important.
The vibe is different, y'all. The vibe is different on those, you know, like,
totally.
I don't know about you, but when I'm on my phone, I'm usually chilling on my sofa and like, probably will make more bad decisions like impulse purchase than I will when I'm, you know, in front of my
computer. So true. I never thought about it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So like, make that messaging more relevant for them. And even more important than all of these is create a plethora of segments, right? Create different type of profiles or audience types, and see which one engages with your content the most, which one converts the most. Really look into your data. And lastly, continuously test and dig deep into your data, y'all. Never stop testing. So, I hope those were all really cool, actionable insights for y'all. And
I love how you summarize it. Yeah, totally. And I especially love that first part about like doing an audit sometimes, or like letting someone from outside to take a look at your strategy to pinpoint on what can be improved. And again, the link
you have no
is just
how many
to
know. Egos we crush with that.
Totally. Yeah. So you guys, justuno.com/flowium, just like follow that link. And if you want us to take a quick look on your list and, to give you like a free audit on list growth, basically, definitely follow that link. You'll see more information there.
Yeah.
Diliar, thank you so much. It was so much fun to have you on this podcast. Thank you so much. Yeah. We'd love to have you again on our podcast some days.
Really?
It was so much fun talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Vera. Imposter syndrome no more. Woohoo! Thank cool. you so much, everybody. Thank you so much, Flowium. Y'all are the best. One of my favorite partners to work with as well. And yeah, cheers to your continued success and brace yourself for these holidays ahead, y'all. It's going to be one fun, wild ride again. And I hope even if one of these things helps you, please message me back and tell me, you know, email me at dilyar@justnuno.com. Because if you give feedback like this, I could probably ask for a raise more confidently next time. Be like, look, so help me out. I'm just teasing. Cool. Thanks, everybody.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody. We'll hope to have you back, everybody, next Tuesday. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Email Einstein. Can you feel that? Your marketing brain just got a little bit bigger. We ask that you please use it wisely. You've got all the theory you need to get out there and start boosting your sales because great emails equals revenue squared.
Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to claim your free ebook and learn how to drive conversions with UGC in 2024. From fresh ways to use UGC on your website to revenue pulling email strategy. Discover actionable insights to master your UGC game in 2024. Stop missing out. Go to flowium.com/UGC and download this ebook for free.